it's time for another sports presentation right here on FortinRecoveryRadio.com. Today's sports coverage is being brought to you by those community-minded sponsors you're going to hear during today's broadcast. Stay tuned. More sports coverage on its way.
Welcome to Fort Laramie Redskin Gym, and the Lady Indians are here to play a varsity-only contest against these always tough Lady Redskins of Fort Laramie. It's going to be a tough match here for our Indians, but we come off of a very nice victory over Minster on Thursday night, and Indians played really well over at Minster, and I look for at least some of that momentum to continue, and maybe we can get some good breaks here and come away with a victory for our Lady Indians today. Talk a little bit about last night. First of all, it was the fall homecoming, and in the queen candidates were Audra Bupp, Sophie Pearson, Alexis Wendell, Abby Kanapke, and Elena Laux. And the king candidates were Paul Homan, Wyatt Benn, Cale Rammel, Bo Tin, and Isaac Lefever. And the queen was crowned by Emma Collig and Kendrick Wendell, last year's king and queen. The queen was Abby Kanapke, and the king was Wyatt Benn. So that's the things that happened last night before the game. Indians came away with a very nice victory over Parkway. We had a little trouble tackling Eddie Nichols for the Parkway Panthers, and we would wrap him up at the line of scrimmage. He'd carry us a number of yards before we could actually get him down. So they had some pretty good runs going, but we were able to get a lead, and then a little bit more, and they had to start passing, and Eddie Nichols, he was a very influential person on defense, but without them being able to run, being down 2-3 touchdowns and having to pass the second half, he didn't have a whole bunch, but he was a load on offense and defense. So the Indians come away with 33-7 victory, and very nice, encouraging victory. And next week we play Anna at home, and the following week St. Henry at St. Henry. And that's going to be pretty interesting. We have a very good chance to win both of those games too, so we can end up 5-5 for the season and be in very, very good shape for having a little bit of a run in the tournament. So I'm thinking if we can stay away from any MAC schools, and maybe some of them we're not so afraid of, but if we can stay away from a MAC school, we are very confident that we can beat anybody, and pretty confident depending on which MAC school. But, of course, Marion and Coldwater and Versailles will not be in our division. So New Bremen will be the only top-tier MAC school in our division. So looks like they're getting ready for the national anthem and introduction of players. So we'll be coming back here, Fort Laramie, hosting our Lady Indians.
Remember that scene in the Indiana Jones movie where the old knight tells him to choose wisely? Hi, I'm Connor Ramble with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, choose wisely. Now, I'm not an old knight, but I do know insurance. From farms, to factories, to cars and ATVs, don't just spin the wheel and choose the first one that comes up. Insurance is too important not to have some local advice on what is wisest for you. FortRecoveryInsurance.com, your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group.
This is Stacy from Brick Street Tavern, and I want to invite you to stop in for our delicious home-cooked daily lunch specials for only 5 1/4. Starting at 11 Monday through Friday, Brick Street Tavern features Mystery Meal Monday, Meatloaf Tuesday, Roasted Chicken Wednesday, Tenderloin Basket on Thursdays, and on Friday you can choose from our Soup and Salad Bar or our famous half-pound hand-patty cheeseburger basket. We also offer supper specials on Friday and Saturday evening, including a New York strip steak and all-you-can-eat roasted chicken, both complemented by our large salad bar, choice of potato, and a honey roll. Stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern and enjoy some great home cooking.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting Finance and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your mode or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
If you believe inappropriate comments were made during this broadcast concerning communities, schools, facilities, administrators, coaches, student athletes, or fans, please contact this radio station at FortRecoveryRadio@outlook.com or by calling or texting 419-852-0072.
You love our great sandwiches, wraps, soups, and salads at the Tin Cupboard. But did you remember that we also have great old-fashioned hand-dipped ice cream, homemade by Desserts? Of course, we have vanilla and chocolate, but we also have a lot more flavors. Stop by and try our mint chocolate chip, cookies and cream, butter pecan, or strawberry. Or how about Superman or Rainbow Sherbet, always a kid's favorite? Try one of our new flavors, black raspberry lemon cheesecake, peanut butter cup, or s'mores. Bring your family by the Tin Cupboard and grab some great homemade hand-dipped ice cream from Desserts. Grab a cup or a cone in your favorite flavor or try a new flavor. Who knows? It might become your new favorite. The Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery.
With the weather getting cooler, we start thinking about making a big batch of chili. And Wayne Street Market has everything you'll need for your secret recipe. A large selection of seasonings, beans, tomato juice, and tomato soup, fresh and canned tomatoes, shredded cheese, crackers, and of course the ground chuck. And it's a good idea to order your holiday party trays now so they can avoid supply chain issues and have everything you need when it's party time in a few weeks. And you want to make them your first stop every morning with one of their many varieties of coffee and some of their fresh pastries. And if you're looking for a great meal in a hurry, stop into Wayne Street Market, where they always have good hot meals ready to go every day back in their deli. Wayne Street Market, the hometown store that saves you more.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. From lift chairs, mobility equipment, safety products, and more, our knowledgeable staff is here to find the durable medical equipment individuals are looking for who are living at home with chronic illness or injury. Visit Kalp Pharmacy in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Bern, or Union City, Indiana. Kalp Pharmacy and Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where our Lady Indians will be taking on the Fort Laramie Redskins. And we've just had the introductions and have two familiar officials. John Shuck will be the down official, and I believe his first name is Dan Cook. He's been a basketball official for a long time, one of our fan favorites. So we've got two really good, experienced officials that are going to be officiating this match. But for the most part, there are very, very few controversial calls and arguments about calls in a match. Although Thursday night's match ended up in a little controversy, and 2 weeks ago at Lima Shawnee we had several things, but that's more in the last 2 weeks than I've seen in 10 years of watching volleyball. So it's, and if there are controversial calls, they will get together and kind of figure it out. So we're underway. Indians handle the serve. It's bumped up to the front row for the Fort Laramie Redskins off our block. Played, and Fort Laramie just cannot quite reach it. And point for the Indians. Indians lead 1-0 here early in the match. And serve is long for the Indians, so we're tied at one. And Like I said, it'll be Jenna Barhorst to go back and serve for Fort Laramie. Very beginning of set number one. Handled by Audra Bupp. Tipped by Kayla, but a double hit. I almost never see that, and I saw that one pretty quick, even before the officials had signaled it. So that one was obvious. So it's 2-1 favor of the Redskins. Service played by the Indians over to Fort Laramie, and a long smash, but it was tipped by our Indians as it goes out of bounds, and it's 3-1 Redskins, and Barhorst back to serve again for Fort Laramie, played by Audrey, and Kayla Heitkamp. It was kind of a line drive. She thought she might be able to just tip it over and sneak one in, and it hit the net, but I'm not sure she could have gotten under it to set it for someone else. 4-1 Redskins. And Kayla gets it over to Tegan, and Tegan gets it down to the other side. They play it, but it goes backwards, and that's a point Indians. So it'll be Redskins 4, Indians 2, and Mara Pearson will go back to serve for our Indians. Good serve, and it's bumped. Tried to get it to the front row, got it to us, and back over to them. And a long shot, not tipped, and out of bounds to the side and long. And Mara will go back to serve again. 4-3. Indians down one. Good serve. Played by Fort Laramie. Set for their big girls. Flip back over to us. Back to them. And just out of their reach in the far, in the near back corner. And it's 4-4. Indians are tied now. And Mara Pearson is going to go back and serve again. She has a couple of service points already. And it's a good serve. Short and bumped for their front line. And smash and off Callie Wendell and down. So on the Indian side. So it is 5-4 in favor of the Fort Laramie Redskins. And it will be Summer Hoying going back to serve for the Redskins, played by the Indians, and bumped way across to Fort Laramie. They're setting it up for their front row, and down on the Fort Recovery side, just off to where Callie could not get to it. 6-4 in favor of Fort Laramie now. Summer Hoying back to serve again. Played by the Indians, struggling a little bit, and they're going to get it across just barely, and Fort Laramie's going to set up for a big hitter, and they put it down on the far side and inbounds, and timeout Fort Recovery, and we'll take a timeout with them. I'll be back in just a minute or two.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where our Indians are now down 7-4 after three straight points for Fort Laramie. Coach Guggenbiller calls a timeout. Girls are coming out of the timeout here. And it will be back to Summer Hoying serving for the Redskins. And it's played. Going to set it up in the front for Grace. And she hits it long and off, not long, excuse me, off to the side. About 3 feet out of bounds, and it's now 8-4 Redskins. We need to break this serve. Summer Hoying back to serve again for the Redskins. That's one of those knuckleball serves, and Callie was back to play it, and it dove right at her feet, about 3 or 4 feet from her. It just took a dive to the ground. It's 9-4. Summer Hoying back to serve again. Played by the Indians. And it'll be Tegan getting it over, played by Fort Loramie. And a big hit by Summer Hoying from the back row, and it is just inbounds on the Indian side and down. And it'll be 10-4. They've scored six straight points on us. We were tied at 4. We were down 4-1. Then we tied it up, and they've scored six straight. Played by the Indians. And it'll be Grace and blocked by Fort Loramie back to our side and down off of Grace. And it's 11-4. Indians need to get this stopped here. Another great serve by Summer Hoying. Set up for our Indians in the front row. Over to Fort Loramie, played. They're going to set up the right side and through our block and down on the Fort Recovery side. And it is 12-4, and we're going to take another timeout. And we'll be back in just a minute.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes, any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and socks ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie. And it'll be Summer Hoying serving again for the eighth straight time. And serve is over. It's good. Played by Callie. Kayla sets it for Tegan. Smash, but played by Fort Loramie. They're setting it to the front, and Indians block it, but they get it back over to us. Callie's setting it for Tegan again. Hard shot played by Fort Loramie. They're setting it for this side, and they get it down. And Callie tries to get to it, got to it, and could not bump it the right direction. And it's 13-4. They have scored nine straight points on our Indians. 13-4. And Summer Hoying is serving again. Played by Tegan. Kayla. And looks like that was Sage that hit one very hard. 10 straight points for Fort Loramie now. And Summer Hoying back to serve again. Hard shot played by the Indians. Callie will set it for Sage, played by Fort Loramie. And they will smash it down on our side again. I believe that was Katie Luthman, but I'm not sure which one of those girls it was. Not, I believe that was Avery Brandwee. So anyway, it is 15-4. And they have scored 11 straight since we were tied at 4. And Summer Hoying serving again. And it's played by the Indians. Kayla, she tips it across instead of setting it. They just barely are able to play it back to the Indians. She sets it again, and they block our hit. And it's down on our side. And it is 16-4. They were ahead. We were ahead 1-0. They were ahead 4-1. We tied it at 4, and they have scored 12 straight points. And a hard serve, and a good, really good serve. And Tegan set it for Luthold, and she puts it down on their side. So we finally broke the serve. Callie Wendell will go back to serve for our Indians now. We're down 16-5 after they scored 12 straight points on us. So Callie will put in. And she puts it over on this side and just barely out of bounds. So they watched it go out, and it's 17-5. And it will be Victoria Mesher to serve for the Redskins. And we play it. They tip it back to us. They're going to set it for their far side. Indians play it. And Tegan puts one down over their blockers. And down for a point for the Indians. It's 17-6. And Tegan will go back to serve for our Indians. Tegan Fortkamp. They play the serve, set for the far side, and a smash, and out of bounds. So, point for our Indians. It is 17-7, and Tegan will serve again. We need to get a big run going here and get back in this. Tegan's serve just off the net, and it's played by Fort Laramie. We're setting it to our hitters, and they hit it into the block and down on our side. It is 18-7, and it will be Katrina Burning going back to serve for Fort Laramie. And played by Kennedy. Tegan sets it for Grace, and it is long. A nice hard hit, but down on their side, but too far. 19-7. And Burning will serve again for the Redskins. Callie Wendell with the bump, and she'll have to bump it across. They're setting it up for their far side front row. And down on our side, but off to the side, out of bounds. So that will make it 19-8. And we will have Audra Bupp coming in to serve for our Indians. 19-8. Come on, Audra, get a bunch of points here. She's done that many times over her career. They're setting it for their side, and it's their front row hits it down, and a point for them on our side. It is 20-8. And Avery Brandewee would go back to serve for the Redskins. Played by Callie. Set to the front. Mara will put it on their side. That goes to the net. And we can't. They put it down on our side. It was right at the middle of the net. And they got beat us to it and put it on our side. 21-8. Brandewee will serve again. Tegan tips it over, and they'll play it again for their side, and into our block and down on our side, 22-8. Brandewee will serve again. I don't think we have any chance of winning this set, but we can at least break their serve, get some momentum going for the second set. That's played by the Indians, and Mara will put it across. They get it in a nice save. It'll come back to our side and off of their block and down on their side, and the Indians do break the serve. It's 22-9. Again, we just, unless we get something really, really great going here, we're not going to win this set, but we can do a lot of things to break their momentum and gain some momentum for us. A great serve by Faith Wendell, and sets it up and for their front, but they hit it into the antenna. So it's a point for the Indians, 22-10. And Faith will go back to serve again. And that's played by the Redskins. And a big smash from the back row and way out of bounds in the back. 22-11. So we're at least getting a little momentum going here. Let's get a bunch more here, Faith. And played by the Redskins. They'll put it to their front row and blocked by us and down off of their libero, and it is 22-12. So the Indians got some new life going here. If we can get 4, 5, 6 more, we can be right back in this with all the momentum. Right now it is our momentum. It's a big block for our front row on a huge smash and back off of them, and goes backwards out of bounds on their side, 22-13, and Faith will serve again. They're having a little trouble with their serve. They're playing them all, but they're not getting things under control. A big hit for them. They set up their front row and tip it over our blockers. Saw that big block coming, and that hasn't our Indians have handled that pretty well. So they tipped it over, and it's 23-13. And number two, Skylar Albers will go back to serve for the Redskins, played by Audra. Teagan up to the front row, across to us, and a big smash for them. And they're playing it off of our block, and Callie with a tip, and down, and the Redskins cannot play it, and it is 23-14, and we have taken the momentum, it looks like. And Kayla Heitkamp will go back to serve, and she's had several times this year when she's had 5, 6, 7, 8 points. If we can do that, we're in this game. So good serve, and Fort Laramie cannot handle it. And it's 23-15. Indians down 8 now after being down 12 or 13 points there not long ago. So 23-15. Kayla will serve again. Indians trying to keep this going here. And played by the Redskins. Big smash by their left side, but it goes about 5 feet too far. Not tipped by the Indians, and it is 23-16. Indians down 7. They had a run of 12 straight points after it was 4-4, and the Indians are fighting back. And that's going to come to the net, and a little fight at the net back and forth, and down on the Redskins side, 23-17. Indians down 6. If we can get a couple more here, we are. We have the momentum right now. They're trying to limp to 25. And we are doing all the scoring right now. That one is played by the Redskins, setting it again for the left side. And a hard smash, this time inbounds on our side. So it is 24-17. And it will be Jenna Barhorst serving for the Redskins. And this would be set point, 24-17. Indians need this one here and 7 more. That's played by the Indians back over to the Redskins side. Set up for Teagan and off of their block, out of bounds on their side, and that is a point. Indians 24-18. Indians down 6 again. Again, that is 24, so we have to get 6 straight points just to stay in this. And we are capable of that. Mara with a nice serve played by Fort Laramie. They'll set it for the left side again. And a big smash, but it is out of bounds. 24-19. And Mara will go back to serve again. The momentum is on the Indian side right now. Played by Fort Laramie. And they try to just a soft tip into our blockers and down on their side. 24-20. Here we come. Let's go, Indians. Let's go, Mara. We need 4 more to keep this set alive, and we have all the momentum going. That's going to be, they tried to set it, and they set it to us. We get it over to them, and they put it back over on our side. We tip it back to them. They're going to bump it. They're just going to have to bump it over, and it's played by the Indians, and down to Fort Laramie. They're putting it back off of the net on our side, and it's over here to Teagan, and she puts it across. Fort Laramie plays it to the left side. Fort Laramie plays it off of the block, and Indians have it on their side, trying to get over here. This is a great volley, and they hit it into our block, but down on our side. That is the end of set number one. Indians lose 25-20, but they were down, I believe, 12 points at one point there, at least late, and we probably scored 18 out of the last 25 points. So Indians have momentum going now, and we'll be back with set number two in just a little bit.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. I'm inviting you to come and see the new Endurance line of litter spreaders from Salford BBI at K&L Tractor. These spreaders are available in pull type and truck mount models and are designed to be the toughest, most durable spreader in the market today. The Endurance wide swath litter spreader is designed with the poultry grower in mind. With Salford BBI's rugged design and construction, you can more efficiently spread your materials, saving you time and money. Come see these remarkable spreaders from Salford BBI today at K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
At Cooper Farms, it's our goal to provide an environment that fosters the growth of every team member. We post job openings within the company before hiring candidates from the outside. We provide trainings and educational seminars to take you to the next level. We're in the business of producing food, and we'll be here for your future. With 80-plus years in business, Cooper Farms is still going strong and even expanding. See what opportunity awaits you at cooperfarms.com/join our team. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Take care of your property with equipment you can count on, like the Kubota BX and L Series compact tractors, part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability, and Z Series mowers and Sidekick utility vehicles, where durability meets speed. Visit your local Kubota dealer for a demo today. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
Have you been looking for that perfect lot to build your dream home on? Look no further than Indian Hills Estates, located just off of Sharpsburg Road at the south edge of town, within walking distance of Mary Helper Christian's Church and the elementary middle school. There's no better time to choose your lot on this quiet cul-de-sac street with absolutely no drive-through traffic. So even if you're not planning to build yet, get with Dave Kaup to choose your lot now so you'll be ready to go when your house plans are completed. There are several beautiful lots left, and they all have village utilities as well as electric, cable, phone, and natural gas. So give me a call now at 375-4855. I'll be more than happy to go out and help you choose your perfect lot on Spy Run before it's too late.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where our Lady Indians are taking on the Lady Redskins. And Lady Redskins coming in at, I believe, 16-5, and always a really tough opponent. We were tied at 4 in the first set. They scored 12 straight, took control of it. But we came fighting back, and we were down 10 points, 10, 11, 12 points late. And we came back to get it to 25-20. And they can't handle our serve from Tegan. And it's point for the Indians. We lead set number 2-1-0. We had all the momentum at the end of that last set, and they limped to a 25-20 win. That's played by Fort Laramie, but not very well. They're going to have to bump it over to our Indians. Mara will set it for Grace, and she, they said it was out of bounds. Well, the scorekeeper gave us the point, but it is 1-1. So it will be Skylar Albers back to serve for Fort Laramie, and she puts it out on the side. So Indians now lead 2-1. And it will be Audra Bupp to go back and serve for the Indians. I believe she was one of several of our Indians there that last set that got several points in a row for us. That is played poorly by Fort Laramie, but they're going to bump it across. Audra will go to Tegan. Tegan sets it for Mara. Mara puts it down, and it is inbounds on our side. The one-line judge started to go up with their flag and went down because it was inbounds. And so it is 3-1 Indians lead. And Audra will go back to serve again. That is played by Fort Laramie. Set for the far side and into our blockers, back to Fort Laramie. And it'll go again off our blockers and out of bounds on our side. So it is 3-2. And it will be Jenna Barhorst going back to serve for Fort Laramie. Fort Laramie down a point. very early in set number two. Played by Callie. Teagan to Allison. Allison tips it across. Fort Laramie handles it. Goes past our blockers and down on our side. So we're tied at three. And Barhorst will serve again. Indians looking to try to keep that momentum going from the end of the last set. And it'll be Barhorst serve, played by the Indians. Teagan to Paige Guggenbiller, and she hits it into the net on our side. So it is 4-3. Redskins with a one-point lead now. It'll be Barhorst again. Played by Mara. Struggling a little bit. We bump it across. Fort Laramie tries to bump it to their front row and gets it too far across. And that was Allison Fullenkamp. Puts it down on their side. We're tied at four. And Faith Wendell will come in and serve. I believe she had five service points at the end of that last set, which was a big thing to change the momentum of this contest. That's played by Fort Laramie. Get it over to our side, their side, and not sure what they called there, but they called a mishit on the Indians. I don't know exactly what that call is, but so Fort Laramie leads by a point. And it'll be Summer Hoying again. She's the one that scored 12 straight points on us. That's played by Mara Teagan, and Mara will hit. And down, big smash across the court and stays inbounds, and it is 5-5. We broke that serve. She had 12 straight points on us that last set that set the tone for that. Except for those, we outscored them by quite a bit. Serve played by Fort Laramie, and it's down on our side, and the Redskins lead 6-5 now. And it'll be Victoria Mesher going back to serve for Fort Laramie. They lead by 1 point here. Played by the Indians, but not very well. They tried to get it up, and it went down. So that is 7-5 in favor of the Redskins. And she'll serve again into the net. So it's now 7-6. See who comes back to. It'll be maybe was going to be Mara. I think we're putting the sub in. And it'll be Kennedy Mullenkamp going back to serve for our Indians. She's had lots of times this year when her serves were unplayable. She gets it across. Fort Laramie has it there, going to their front row. And a big smash through our block, down on our side. And it's 8-6. That'll bring Katrina Burning back to serve. Kayla sets it for Teagan. Back to, off the block to Kayla, and she'll put it over on their side. That goes right to the net, and they flip it over to our side. It is now 9-6. And Katrina Burning will go back to serve again. And we need to stop their service. We need to not let them get way ahead of us like they did the last game. So that's serve off of Kennedy Mullenkamp and out of bounds. 10-6. We need to stop this now so we can, because we outplayed them except for that 12 straight points that Summer Hoying had. So 10-6, Redskins. And goes to Kayla, sets it for Teagan, tips it over their blockers and down on their side. 10-7 now, and it'll be Callie Wendell going back to serve, and I believe she had a number of points in that momentum shifting time when we were down 10 and came back to make it a very close game. And she doesn't play, her serve comes over. Fort Laramie does not play it well and comes straight toward us. So it's now 10-8, and Callie will serve again. Let's get several, and maybe we can get the lead here. That gets over to them. They try to set it for the front row, and they fight it across. Indians are going to set it up for this near side, and they tip it just over the blockers instead of a big smash, and it's successful. Falls down on their side. 10-9 now the score. Indians down one, and Callie Wendell serving again. She has two service points already. And this was a short one, and they're struggling. They do get it up there, and they're going to bump it across. And we're setting it up for the front. Kayla for, who was that? That was Paige Guggenbiller, and she tips it over their blockers again. And down on their side, and we're tied at 10. Great job, and we'll be back right after this. We have a Fort Laramie timeout.
It seems like the most entertaining things on TV these days are those funny insurance commercials. Hi, I'm Connor Rammel with Fort Recovery Insurance. When it comes to insurance, you need someone who knows the difference between insuring a farm and an economy automobile. As your local agent for Ohio Mutual Insurance Group, I know that our area and our neighbors have unique needs. When it comes to insurance, think local. And if you want a funny joke, I'll do my best. Find us online at FortRecoveryInsurance.com.
Hi, this is Chad Guggenbiller with CSG Consulting, Finance, and Brokerage in Fort Recovery. 2022 has been an interesting business year, to say the least. Has your business experienced change within your operation? With the Fed increasing short-term rates several times this year, have you reached your moat or dashboard of operation? Now more than ever, you need a strategy and a plan of action tailored specifically to your business needs. Because you deserve more than, this is what we have to offer when considering a financial institution. CSG Consulting, 419-852-4049, your partner in planning and making you first.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. We're tied at 10. Indians have scored four straight, and Callie Wendell will serve again. That's played by Fort Laramie, but not well. They tip it across on the second one, and it's off of one of our players and out, and Fort Laramie takes the lead, and Avery Brandwee will go back to serve. They lead 11-10. Kennedy Mullenkamp not played well and goes down on the floor, and it's 12-10. Avery Brandwee back to serve one more time. And that is played, but goes, it hit the top of the net and came down on the Fort Laramie side. The girl had jumped up to try to play it, and it hit the net, and so she was out of time. When she came down, it came and hit her on the shoulder. So she had no chance when that hit the top of the net and went kind of straight up. So it's 12-11, and Tegan will serve for our Indians. And that's off the net. They're going to play it okay. It's tipped back over by us. And a smash for Fort Laramie. And they're going to call. Oh, it hit the antenna over on that side when they hit it. So it is 12-12. And Tegan will serve again. I didn't exactly see what went on until the officials gave the signal. And that is a rocket serve that they get their hands on, but it goes straight back. And Indians lead 13-12. We have been playing very well since the 12 straight points by Summer Hoing. And that's another one off the net. And they're setting it up for the left side. Indians save it and smash it on our side. Indians save it again. Two great saves. They try to trick us on the second serve or on the second hit. Back over to us. We get it, and just out of bounds by Grace Klingshern. Oh, man, that was a good volley. So 13-13 is the score. The Skylar Albers back to serve for Fort Laramie, tied at 13. Sets up for our front row, and they block it, and we can't handle it. And they lead 14-13, and Albers will go back to serve again. 14-13, Fort Laramie over our Indians. We're in set number two. Indians made a big comeback after being down 12 points. And that is a serve that's a little too wide for Albers, and that'll tie us back up at 14. And it looks like Audra Bupp will come in and serve for our Indians. Tied at 14. Indians trying to get things going here. And that is set up. And they go to their front person, but it was tipped by us and back to back by Fort Laramie and down on our side. So that was a quick battle at the net. So 15-14 Fort Laramie. Played by Callie, Tegan, Paige, and one of the Fort Laramie girls had her foot under the net. So that'll be a Fort Recovery point, and we're tied at 15. I'll bring Faith in to serve again. Tied at 15. She got five or six in a row before to get us to completely change the momentum of the first set. That's played by them. And over to us. We put it to them. They get a big smash, but it goes out of bounds, and Faith will serve again. Indians lead by one. That's a short one. That's going to be set up for the right side. And the Indians are going to get it. They're going to have to bump it over, and that works. Going to be setting it up for the left side for Fort Laramie. We play it, and Audra will get it to the front, and Mara gets it over to them. They're working on it, and they cannot, Fort Laramie cannot get it back across. And it is 17-15. Indians with a couple of straight service points, and Faith's going to try for another one here. Her serves have been pretty good. And that's played by Fort Laramie. They're going to set it up. They get it. Tried to get it over, and it was played by the Indians, but we had a foot under the net. So that'll be 17-16. Indians still lead. And it'll be Summer Hoying going back to serve. And again, we I'm probably stressing this too much, but the first set, we were tied at four, and she scored 12 straight service points. So Indians play her serve, and it'll be Mara. Big smash, but just out of bounds on the side. And it'll be 17-17 now, and Summer Hoying will serve again. That goes off the net and played by the Indians, but the second hit goes down. That hit the top of the net and dropped. We did get a hand on it, but that's about it. 18-17 now the score, Fort Laramie leading, and their Indians are calling a timeout, and we'll take a timeout with them. Be back in just a minute.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie. And Indians and Redskins are going back and forth here in this set. We made a big comeback in the last set, but came up a little short. And on Thursday, we played great against Minster. So this is played by our Indians, a serve by Summer. And it's back over to Fort Laramie. Indians just can't get it after the tip back. We put it to them. They got it back over to our side and down. And Summer looks like has 4 points in a row, and she'll serve again. Callie, Tegan, and that went. Tegan set it, and it went to their side, and they smashed it down on our side. It is 20-17. And Summer Hoying will serve again. And that took a dive. That knuckleball took a dive, and we didn't play it. She has, and we're going to take another timeout. She has, just kind of gotten us there. So that first set, she had, 12 straight points, and she's just served 6 straight here. So they went from 2 down to 4 up. And it's getting late in the set now. It's 21-17, and Indians call a second timeout within 3 points. So took the timeout when they scored 3 straight, and then they scored 3 straight more, and we took a timeout again. We do need to keep this momentum going. We need to take it back now. Summer Hoeing took it in the first set, but we fought back from that, being down 12 and only lost by 5, and we were coming on strong at the end. They limped from 21 points. I think they're up 21-15, and they limped their way into the victory. We ended up 25-20. So Summer Hoeing will serve again for the Redskins. Official says you can serve, and she'll put it over. Audra to Tegan, and it'll go. Mara puts it across. Fort Ormey bumps it. They'll set it for the front, and our down on our block hits one of their girls and down onto the floor. We break that service streak, and it's 21-18. And it'll be Kayla Heitkamp back to serve for the Indians. And again, she has had a number of times this year when she's served multiple points. And that's played okay by Fort Laramie. They get it back across to us. Callie will set it for Mara. They play it. You're going to set it near the front. And a big hit. And it is down just inbounds on the far side. And that'll make it 22-18. Ellen Frilling will go back to serve now for Fort Laramie. And that is bumped. We'll get it up to the front. Just have to tip it across. Like a double hit, they call it on us. So 23-18. And Frilling will go back to serve again. 23-18. We need 6 points to take control of this. It'll be tomorrow. And off of a couple of their players, and it's 23-19. Indians will be serving, but we're down 4 getting late in the contest, and Kennedy Mullenkamp will go back. If she can get 4 in a row, we'll be tied. If she can get 5 in a row, that'll be really good. They would have to beat us in extra points, and if we get 6 in a row, we win this one. So they play it okay. They're going to get it, bump it across to us, and everybody was on our side was kind of looking at each other, and now it will be set point for Fort Laramie. And it'll be Katrina Burning going back to serve. Yeah, we just didn't play well on a fairly easy play. We just kind of let it fall between two of our players. So we play the serve. It's going to be set for Tegan and goes on their side. Our side, we bump it up, and it'll go to Grace to try to get it across, and it's over to Fort Laramie. They'll set up their left side off our blocker and back to their side. Big block again and back to their side, but we block it, but it goes out of bounds without them touching it. So that is the end of set number 2, and that is 25-19 is the score there. And we'll be back in just a little bit with set number 3.
Have you tried our new coffee at the Tin Cupboard yet? Now you don't have to drive out of town to get a great latte or cappuccino. Over 25 flavors, hot or iced, get it to go, or just sit and visit. Try a different flavor every day. Sugar-free stevia and fat-free options available as well. With our new espresso machine, we can make your coffee your way. Get your day started off right with your coffee made just the way you like it. Stop in and see us later for an afternoon pick-me-up. Frappuccinos, iced coffees, mochas, cappuccinos, lattes, whichever you prefer. Give it a try at the Tin Cupboard in downtown Fort Recovery. We open at 9 a.m. Monday through Saturday.
Are you looking for a job or maybe looking to make some extra money for the holidays? Wayne Street Market is looking for dependable people to help them out, full or part-time, all departments. If you're someone who's 18 years or older, dependable, friendly, and especially if you're available evenings or weekends, just stop in and apply. They're looking for you. Full or part-time, they'll work with you to fit your schedule. Stop by Wayne Street Market this week and talk to them about their job openings.
Ladies and gents, boys and girls, listen up, because we don't have much time. BU has clothes and gifts for any occasion. We are ready for our favorite sports season.
Any occasion?
Yes,
any occasion. From football games to band competitions to golf matches, we've got you covered. But don't forget about cheer families. We have that, too.
What about clothes for family pictures or birthday gifts?
Oh, don't worry. We have those, too. BU has boutique clothes for babies and kids, as well as toys for all ages. Need a perfect birthday gift or an outfit for pictures? We can get you set.
Wow, that's awesome. Sounds like we're ready to cheer on all of our favorite Indians.
BU Apparel and Gifts would like to invite you to check out their new storefront. We have so many new styles and thoughts ready to clothe your families for any event.
BU Apparel and Gifts. New name, same great service.
Hi, this is Jerry Kalp of Kalp Pharmacy, a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy. Kalp Pharmacy is now carrying a selection of unique items in the store, from nasal spray to help protect against germs and pathogens, Manuka honey sourced from New Zealand, and nail polish that is cruelty-free and vegan. So call 1-800-686-2314 for more information on these products, or stop in at Kalp Pharmacy, located in Fort Recovery, Ohio, Union City, and Bern, Indiana. Health Mart, taking the time to listen and care.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie, where our Indians are down 2-0, but they have played very well today against an outstanding Fort Loramie team. And year in and year out, they are one of the toughest teams in the state, and definitely in this area. And we're fighting with them. The first set, I've said this several times, that they Summer Hoying served 12 straight points. When it was tied at 4, and they kind of took control, but we fought back and lost 25-20 and had all the momentum at the end of that match. So we're going to start it off with Skylar Albers serving for Fort Loramie. Indians don't handle it well, and Fort Loramie leads 1-0. We got a hand on it twice, but that was never under control. So Albers will serve again. Again, start of set number 3. And off our hand, off to the side, we need to do the serve-receive noticeably better than we have a number of times today. That has to improve a lot. So it is now 2-0, and Albers will serve again. That is played by the Indians, tipped over on the second one, and back to Fort Loramie. They tried to set it up to the front, but Indians, I wasn't sure. They didn't really show the how it worked there. So the point, they're trying to figure it out here. One official says it went on our side, one says it went on their side. And they're going to try to talk it over, it definitely went down on their side, but I think one of them was saying there might have been somebody in the net. We're going to see how this turns out here. Two great officials, John Shuck and Dan Cook. So they're going to talk it over. It looked like it was going to be an Indian point, but they're going to get discussed, and they're going to see. So we'll see how this ends up right now. Audra Bupp is standing back in our serving area to serve. And it's going to be Indian point. So it is 2-1, and we broke their serve. So, again, that's as big a controversy as you get with is a good discussion for most of the time. Good serve. It's played by Fort Loramie. Our block. And we tip it over. They get it back to us. And Fort Loramie is going to set it for their left side again. And off our block and down on our side. And it is 3-1, Fort Loramie. And it will be Jenna Barhorst going back to serve for Fort Loramie. They lead 3-1 early here in set number 3. Played by Callie. And Mara's going to have to play it from out of bounds, and it gets across to Fort Loramie. They're going to set it up for this side, and Audra gets it, Tegan, and it'll be smashed by Allison, saved by Fort Loramie. Coming up to the front again for Fort Recovery, Mara over to Fort Loramie. They go up, and we block it back to their side. Going to try to do it again, blocked by the Indians, and we're going to tip it across. Fort Loramie just gets to it. They're going to get it, roll shot it over cross on the third hit. Tegan's going to set it up for Paige Guggenbiller, but her set was a double hit, and it'll be 4-1, Fort Laramie. And Jenna Barhorst will go back to serve again for Fort Laramie. That is Callie, and she plays it. We're struggling to get it across, but we do. Played by Fort Laramie. They'll set it for the left side again. Big smash off of our blockers and down on our side. So it is now 5-1 Fort Laramie, and Barhorst will go back to serve again. She scored two straight service points, and we need to slow that one down too. So let's break the serve here. Played by Callie Teagan to Page, and down on Fort Laramie's side. Just tipped it, not with a big kill, but a nice kill. And it'll be 5-2, and it will be Faith Wendell, coming in to serve for our Indians. We're down 5-2, and Faith has had a number of multiple point serves. So it's a big hit by Fort Laramie. They hit it a little out of bounds on the side. 5-3, that's one more for Faith Wendell. We'll see if she can get us a few more. She'll get it over. They'll play it, and they're setting it up for the right side and down on our side, and that makes it 6-3 Fort Laramie. And that'll put Summer Hoying back to serve again for the Redskins. That is not played by the Indians. And it's 7-3. That's one service point for her. Indians need to not let her get on another one of those big runs. Played by the Indians. Not real well, but tipped back over by us to them. And we're going to have to bump shot it across again. And looks like we ended up with four hits. The official was between me and the play, so it sounded like four, but I couldn't see any of them. So we're going to be Fort Recovery will take a timeout, and we'll take a little pause with them.
Hello, I'm Kenny Canote from K&L Tractor Sales in Fort Recovery, Ohio. Aches and pains aren't trophies. They're just barriers keeping pros like you from getting the work done. You know better than anyone that this business can be backbreaking, but that's all the more reason to partner with someone who has your back. Ferris is about helping you finish strong and feel good about doing it. Ferris commercial-grade mowers feature patented suspension technology that allows you to mow faster and get more work done while keeping you comfortable so you can feel good tomorrow. Ferris, work hard, feel good.
We're back here at Fort Laramie. Indians are down 2-0. Both were hard-fought sets, and the Indians just can't quite get there yet. This one has been mostly Fort Laramie so far. We need to stop the momentum, stop their momentum, and get back in this set. We're down 8-3, and Summer Hoying is back to serve, and we haven't handled her serves well at all. So that one was a fairly long serve. We decided to let it go, and it landed just in bounds, and it's 9-3. I don't think we can let any close ones go. We can't give them points like that. 9-3, and Summer is serving again. We get that up to the front row. Mara is going to smash it. They block it over to our side. Teagan tips it over. They get it going backwards. They have to roll shot it. And Audra cannot get to it, and it goes out of bounds, and it's 10-3. And Summer Hoying is really tearing us up from the service line. She had 12 straight in the first set, and she has six straight here, I think, now. We play the serve, and we get it back to us, and we get it to them, and they put it out of bounds. So we did finally break that serve, but it's now 10-6. Kayla Heitkamp needs to get to several here, and she's done that many times. They play it. It's tipped for the center, and we block it. They're going to tip it again. We play it a little bit here, and it's going to be hit over by Mara. And they can't handle it. Goes backwards on the second hit. It's now 10-5. Kayla with a service point there. She needs about, we need five more to get tied. Several more just to make sure we're staying in this contest. We can't let them walk away. Played by Fort Laramie. They'll smash it over to us. We're getting it back to the front row. And Mara hits one down off of one of their players, but they can't handle it. It's 10-6. Two service points for Kayla Heitkamp. She'll serve again. And this is tipped by the Redskins. They get it back to us. We get it to them. Almost down on their side, but not quite. And Indians with a nice tip down, and it goes off of a falling Redskin lady and goes to the floor, and it's 10-7. Kayla has done her job. Let's see if we can get some more. We're down three, and they're struggling, but they're going to get it across. Indians play it. Kennedy sets it up for Grace, and they try to set it to the front, set it to us, and we're going to get it down. Nope, not quite down, and Morrow had a big smash, but didn't go down. Back to us. Kayla, she was going to set and just flipped it over the net, and they were not ready. It's 10-8, and Fort Laramie will take a timeout after we score four straight points, and we'll be back in just a minute.
You say you're hungry? Call Miracle Lanes and avoid the work and hassle of fixing it yourself. 375-4274 is the number you want to call for subs, salads, great sandwiches and sides, and of course their awesome pizza. And don't forget about their pizza wing and salad buffet every Friday at lunch. Do you have a birthday party or other get-together coming up? Give them a call and reserve your lanes now. Miracle Lanes, great food, lots of fun. 375-4274.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie here, where our Indians are down 2-0, but both were very hard-fought sets against a very good team. We lost the first set 25-20, second set 25-19, and this set we were down, I believe, 10-4. We've scored four straight points, and Kayla Heitkamp is back to serve again after the Fort Laramie timeout. We are down two, but we have changed the momentum, which is exactly what we needed to do because it was getting out of control. We were down 8-3 and then 10-4, and we're back to only being down 10-8. And Fort Laramie barely handles it. They bump it over, and Kayla will set it up for Sage and back to our side. Kayla will set it back to Tegan. And Fort Laramie struggling, but they get it across. We have them kind of scrambling, but another one. Kayla flipped it over, but they didn't fall for it this time. And it's going to be Fort Laramie getting it to us, Kennedy, to Audra, to Tegan, and they're going to set up for their left side into the block. But we blocked it, but hit on their side, but hit the antenna coming over. So it is 11-8. They finally break the serve, but we got where we needed to go. We need to break their serve now. Ella Frilling for Fort Laramie, and Indians play it. They're setting it up, and they will smash it through our block. That was Katrina Burning with a nice kill there, and it is 12-8. Frilling will serve again. Indians need to get the point here. We can't let it get out of control again. Mara with a hit. Fort Laramie struggles, but they're playing it. Left side, big hit, and about 5 feet out of bounds with none of us touching it. So it'll be 12-9, and Indians will be serving. And it looks like it will be Mara Pearson going to serve. Indians down three, looking to switch the momentum and take big control of the momentum. It's played by Fort Laramie, setting up for the front. And they put a big smash over in this near corner. And it is now 13-9. And Fort Laramie now will have Katrina Burning going back to serve. They lead by four. played by Mara, Kayla, and Tegan. And down on Fort Loramie's side, past all their defenders, and it's 13-10. And it will be Callie Wendell going back to serve. She needs to get a few like she did earlier today. We're down three. If she can get us four or five, we have controlled the momentum. Let's just see what we can do. Fort Loramie plays it. Big smash into our blockers and down on their side. So it's 13-11. Here we come. Let's go, Callie. Let's get some more. Keep fighting, Indians. Let's get a lead here. Callie will put it across, played by Fort Loramie. They're going to have to bump it over from the back and off of one of our blockers and out of bounds. So it is 14-11. Be Deanna Rodifer back to serve for Fort Loramie. That'll be Callie. And so we get it. We struggled to get it across the net, and they just smashed it down just inbounds on the far sideline. So now Indians are down 4, 15-11. It is time for us to get going and stay in this contest. And that is a serve that went wide. So it is now 15-12. And Tegan Fortkamp will go back to serve for our Indians. Fortkamp looking to get us some points here. We just are just so close to getting control of this game and just can't. And it's played by Fort Loramie over to us, back to them, and they smash it on our side. It is 16-12, down by four again. Skylar Albers will go back to serve now for Fort Loramie. Played by the Indians. They're going to have to roll shot it over. And played by Fort Loramie. They're going to set it up for the right side. And played by Mara and Allison. And then Tegan will do it. Allison bumps it over again. Fort Loramie will try to set it up for the right side. And down just inbounds. And it'll be 17-5. And Coach Guggenbiller wants a timeout, and we'll take one with him. Be back in just a moment.
6 years ago, I started on the line just like anybody else. I liked what I did, and I decided I wanted to learn as much as I could.
At Cooper Farms, we know that our team members are the key to our success.
I received a lot of training, and it just developed me into a leader that I am today, and they provided that all for me. I got promoted as supervisor. 2 years after that, I became the manager.
Apply online at cooperfarms.com. Cooper Farms, more than a workplace.
Welcome back to Fort Loramie High School. Indians are down 17-12. I think this is our biggest deficit of the set, and we need to fight back. It's getting late. Skylar Albers back to serve again for the Redskins. Indians need to handle the serves a little better, but it's going to be played up front, and then down, almost down on the Fort Loramie side. And it's going to be off of one of our, a big smash went off of one of our blockers. Mara got to it, but could not get it back to where it was playable. And it's a 6-point deficit now, 18-16. And Albers will serve again. That'll be played by Fort Recovery and tipped back over, and I believe there's, yep, one of the Fort Loramie players had her foot under the net on our side, and that's a point for us. It's 18-13. We're only down five, and Audra Bupp will go back to serve for our Indians, needing five to tie here. And it's over. Fort Loramie's playing. I have to play it from their bench, and they get back to the Indian side. We get it over to them. They're going to play it for their left side and into our blockers and out of bounds on our side. So it's 19-13. Be Jenna Barhorst going back to serve for Fort Loramie. They need six to win, and we need to get a bunch to keep that from happening. So it'll be Tegan setting it up for Mara. Mara tips it over, and Fort Laramie plays it. A big smash, and into our blockers, and down on our side again. 20-13 is the score now. Barhorst will serve again. And that's played by the Indians, and be tipped across by Fullenkamp. And down on their side, and see who's going to serve for us. Looks like it's going to be Faith Wendell again. 20-14. She needs to have one of those runs, get us back in this. If we can get four or five, we can be okay and still be in it. Played by Fort Laramie. Big smash, blocked by us, back to their side. They're going to try to get it across again. Audra to Tegan, Tamara off of their hand and out of bounds. So it's 20-15. Keep it going, Faith. So Faith back to serve again. That's one of the points we need. We need five or six more here. Faith. Fort Laramie plays it, but not well. They're going to have to bump it over, and they hit it too far, and it is 20-16. Two straight for Faith. See if we can get us some more. And it's a good serve over to Fort Laramie. They'll play it from the right side, off our blockers and out of bounds. So they break Faith's serve. 21-16 now is the score. And it'll be Summer Hoying going back to serve for Fort Laramie. She has done some damage to us from back there. Let's see if we can stop it. Played by Audra, Tegan, Mara, back to Fort Laramie. They'll set it up for the left side into our blockers and down on their side. So 21-17. Indians break that serve. And we'll put Kayla Heitkamp back there. She's had several times today where she got multiple points. If we can get four and tie it, that's going to really change momentum. But let's see what happens. Played by Fort Laramie. They'll set it up left side again. Played by Fort Recovery. And we bumped it and tried to, instead of the front, we got it clear across. But they get it back to us. And when we were trying to set it for one of our hitters, we got a double hit. So it's now 22-17, getting late. Going to be Frilling to serve, and she puts it into the net. So 22-18, and looks like Mara will go back to serve. 22-18. Mara Pearson with the serve. Played by Fort Laramie up toward the front. They're going to try to set it for their hitters. Just a soft hit, but into our blockers and down. So 23-18. We need to stop this right now. They are 2 points from ending this set and match. So 23-18. Be Katrina Burning, played by Indians. And it'll get it across to Fort Laramie. They're going to set it for a big hit. We block it and down on their side. 23-19 now. And seeing who's going to go back and serve. Might be Callie. Yep, going to be Callie Wendell going back to serve for our Indians. 23-19. We need to get five before they get to two. So it's going to be set up for Fort Laramie, and they instead of the set, they bump it across, and it is now match point. It will be Avery Brandewee going back to serve for Fort Laramie. 24-19, our Indians down. Played by Callie, Kayla, Page, and up to the front for Fort Laramie, and they smash it through our block and down. So the final score, 25-19 in that third and final set. And we'll be back in just a minute, and we'll kind of go through what happened here today. Be back in just a little bit.
Built upon a solid foundation of cast iron and steel, the Kubota LO1 series is part of our under 100 horsepower tractor lineup rated number one for reliability. They feature powerful Kubota diesel engines and easy operation. The durable Kubota LO1 series.
Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Your local Kubota dealer is Hall Brothers in Fort Recovery, Ohio.
B&D Contracting Incorporated of Fort Recovery, Ohio specializes in construction of custom residential houses, multifamily and condo units, also commercial and agricultural buildings too. Dave Kalp of B&D Contracting and his employees have many years of experience to help you build any size project. He'll help you design your home or building from the design to finished product. Call Dave Kalp at B&D Contracting in Fort Recovery at 419-234-2976.
Brick Street Tavern has some great nightly specials for you. On Tuesdays, you can get our awesome boneless wings for just 75 cents each and a domestic draft for only $1.50. Wednesday night, you can get our delicious grilled or spicy chicken salad for just $6. And Thursdays, it's our crispy chicken wrap with fries for only $6.50. On Friday and Saturday evenings, you can get a sirloin steak for $14.99 or a four-piece chicken dinner for $8.99. And both include our salad bar, your choice of potatoes, and a dinner roll. Be sure to stop in at any time and try a slice of our delicious homemade pie. For great home cooking, stop in and see us at Brick Street Tavern.
Welcome back to Fort Laramie, where our Indians lose in three straight sets, but they were all hard-fought sets. The first set was 25-20, second set 25-19, third set also 25-19. But each one of those sets, the Indians played well against an outstanding team here in Fort Laramie, as always they are. And we just need to change a couple little things. Some of the times we didn't handle their serves well, but for the most part we did a very good job today. And Thursday we did a great job against a very good team, Minster, and ended up with a five-set victory there. And we are playing noticeably better than we had in the middle of the season. So we might be, it looks like we are kind of rolling a little bit better as we head toward the tournament draws tomorrow and the end of the regular season coming up here, so and heading into the tournament. So we'll see if we can just keep this momentum going. Again, in the first set, we were tied at four, and Fort Laramie scored 12 straight points and took a 16-4 lead. They were up 12 points on us several different times, and then we started chipping away three points here, 4 points there, and got it back to 25-20 is what the final score ended up. But we had a lot of momentum going into the into the second set, and we played well against them again, and they kind of pulled away at a couple of places and ended up winning that one 25-19, and then the final set 25-19. But again, we played what I thought was pretty well against a really good team. Last night, of course, the Indians football team beat Parkway 33-7 in a very well played game. Next week we have Student Appreciation Night on Tuesday at the Fort, and that's going to be volleyball hosting New Knoxville. That'll be a varsity-only contest at 6 o'clock, and we'll simulcast WPGW with the NFHS video. On Thursday, volleyball will host New Bremen, and that's going to be Senior Night, and the Senior Night ceremony will be at 6 o'clock, followed at 6:30 by the varsity-only contest. Friday, football hosts Anna, and that'll be a Fort Recovery Radio broadcast with the NFHS video. And the pregame show will start at 6:40. And that will probably be Senior Night, but I haven't received that information yet. But that's our last football home game of the regular season. Then Saturday, it's volleyball again at Arcanum. The JV game will start at 10. That'll be a WPGW simulcast, and NFHS video will be available there, but not sure if that's going to be with any audio. So you'll probably have to use your pause buttons with that and the FR radio or WPGW internet, so you can coordinate the audio with the video. So, again, Indians lose in three, 25-20, 25-19, 25-19 to a very, very outstanding Fort Loramie team. And we wish them luck all the rest of the way unless we happen to run into them in the tournament. So we'll see how that all goes. Indians will find out their tournament trail tomorrow. That'll be when the drawing is. One thing I want to remind you about is this afternoon from 4 to 8 will be the fall cruise-in for our Fort Carr Club. And that'll be downtown on the Brick Street, of course. No rain, nice day, slightly chilly, but it's going to be a really nice day. So encourage you to go out and look at all the awesome automobiles before winter sets in. And so that's a big deal going on tomorrow. And then the next Sunday is the Fireman's sausage pancake and omelet breakfast. They will hand make, custom make any omelet that you want there for you. And that's a free will offering, and that'll be at the firehouse on Main Street. So we want to thank all of our sponsors, and thanks all you folks for listening. And we'll be back next Tuesday with simulcast with WPGW on with volleyball against New Knoxville. Thursday, volleyball against New Bremen. And next Friday, football at Anna, Fort Recovery Radio broadcast, and Saturday, volleyball at Arcanum, WPGW broadcast simulcast. So thanks for listening. We'll see you next week.
Today's special sports coverage right here on Fort Recovery Internet Radio was being brought to you by the community-minded sponsors that you heard during today's special sports cast and the sports department of Fort Recovery Internet Radio and all the volunteers of FortRecoveryRadio.com. Thanks for listening. Now we're going to send it back to the studio for regular programming.